This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome back to the People Speak radio show. I'm your host for tonight, Steve Johnson. The People Speak show normally airs every Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific and 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the BBS radio network. You can participate during the show with call-in questions for our guests toll-free in the USA and Canada on 1-888-429-5471. Or you can join us live in the government and politics section of Pal Talk, the largest free chat program in the world, where we have our virtual radio room called the People Speak Radio Show that anyone may join to participate in the show. This is a fantastic show tonight. I'm more excited than a sheep shagger in a shearing shed. We're talking to a very special guest right here, a tireless YouTube researcher who has uncovered many of the anomalies of the numerous false flags all around the world and a renowned political commentator. We are talking tonight to Sir PK about the false flags happening in 2016 right before our eyes. Welcome to the People Speak show, Mr. PK, sir.
G'day, Steve. You don't have to call me Mr. or Sir. Just PK's fine. Thanks, mate. It's good to talk to another Aussie on the other side of Australia and to an audience on the other side of the world. Thanks for having me on.
Definitely, yeah. We're going to have a snag one day and maybe have a beer or two. Who knows?
All three.
We'll be taking audience questions after the first half hour, but my first question to you, Mr. PK, is how did you get started in doing the false flag research that you do so well?
Oh, well, thanks to the false flags, got me going. Chemtrails was my big thing when I started on YouTube about 4.5 years ago. We exposed major airlines here in Australia spraying on us. Then when Sandy Hook came, that was pretty big, of course, and I didn't really get much into it. A lot of other people were putting out videos, but the trouble with Sandy Hook was there was no images that we can actually prove that this was a hoax, even though there was no images to show that it was real. But then along came Boston, and that was the big one. I just started seeing a few images, and one thing led to another. There were images put out by two certain people, which I believe were part of the whole game. They put out images virtually when the firecracker, I call it, went off. And from those images, I went through it tooth the nail and made video after video for, since that day. And I've created my own separate channel called PK Space Boston, which has got near 200 videos exposing Boston to be an absolutely, completely staged hoax.
Wow. What is it about Boston that really jumps out at you and says, this is a fake? Is there any one thing in particular that really caught your attention about the Boston bombing? I mean, apart from the fact that Kraft International, the security team, were hanging around like a bad smell, apart from the fact that many of the people who said that they were injured were actually crisis actors. Is that not true?
All prior amputee actors. It's not a coincidence that supposedly 15 people had a leg amputated and not a scratch on their faces. I mean, what sort of bomb does that? But the big thing was the initial photos of Jeff Bowman laying there with pools of red paint nearby. He was laying there with supposedly two legs blown off doing crunches and no one attending to him. And that was the flat giveaway. And then what the biggest giveaway was a marathon race having about 100 wheelchairs going up and down, because it was all for visual effect to shock the world. They had every Tom, Dick and Harry sitting on wheelchairs being wheeled to what was I call the magnificent thing, a huge tent about 200 metres away, which I was about to make the video on it, even 2 years later. Not one single image of anything that happened inside where all these supposed injured were taken. You can do as much research as you like, and you'll be lucky to find two images from inside that tent. So why would they be showing all these injured people being not only wheelchaired away, but there were gurneys as well? And the fact is there was only one ambulance at the main bomb scene, one single ambulance. because the fact is that doesn't show the world what they want to show. Doesn't give the effect. Having someone be put in an ambulance, but having these wheelchairs was the effect that to put it, you know, into people's minds, especially Jeff Bowman being wheelchaired away. Most ridiculous photo ever seen in history. That was the iconic photo where Carlos Arredondo, as I call him, is supposedly squeezing an artery, saving his life after 10 minutes with two legs blown off, and it doesn't even look like he's been affected at all. But I go into so many things, but, you know, time's a bit short.
Is it true or not that there are actually no real injuries in that blast? Do you believe that?
100%. 100%. Three dead. There was a guy walking around, I call Mr. Blue Man, within not even 10 minutes. He was, there's vision of him walking up and having a quick look at the main scene, which I call the scene of Village Idiots, where all the crisis actors got together, hidden behind a fence and flags. That was the reason to have all those flags and fences there, so they could set themselves up so no one could see this. He was mumbling the words, three dead, three dead. And this is within 10 minutes of the firecrackers going off, which is absurd. And the fact is that was the end figure, three dead, and when there were supposedly 280 people injured and 15 people with legs amputated, and the initial three stood at three. I mean, how can you believe that? And, of course, they were young people, a seven-year-old supposedly, Martin Richard, a Chinese girl, probably the only Asian person there, probably no one's ever known or heard of, and Crystal Campbell, a 27-year-old who was laying next to supposed Jeff Bowman. And there's a woman in between called Pink Lady, who I call, but no one's ever interviewed or identified yet. She's between those two feet apart from a woman that's been killed and a guy that's had two legs blown up, and there's not a single scratch on her. How do you work that out?
Wow. Is it not true that the Boston Police Force actually tweeted just before it happened that they were going to have, I quote, they were going to have a bomb drill at the run there, at the marathon? Is that not true?
Yeah, there was a drill. There was on the loudspeakers telling everyone there was a drill. There was, you know, bomb sniffer dogs everywhere. That's what they do with all these hoaxes. They have a drill. You can go through them all. There's always a drill. It's just in case they get caught out, they can use the excuse that it was just a drill. But they use a drill, and they make it look like it was real. And they actually had a drill not far away at a library to divert attention as well. There was supposedly a fire or explosion there. But it's all staged, absolutely 100%, no one injured. Like I said, I made a video about the amputee actors in Hollywood, and that was I got a copyright strike straight away. They didn't want me to show that. All I was showing was the image of the front page of the website, and I got hit with a copyright strike exposing how amputee actors. People don't realize that amputee acting is a huge industry. And you can just do a research for yourself, type in amputee actors, and all these people, amputee actors, take my word for it.
So in your mind, that wasn't a pressure cooker bomb that went off at all. It was some kind of pyrotechnic. It was some kind of sawdust explosion. Is that true?
Exactly. It was just a firecracker, as I call it. It was, you know, like they use in Hollywood movies. I can't remember what the term is. Flash bomb. It makes a bit of a bang. What they used there was smoke machines. Because as you see, the smoke disappears within seconds. Then, funnily enough, it comes back a minute later. And also, if people don't realize that the flags, they were blowing at one end like crazy, virtually perpendicular, before the actual firecracker went off. And when the firecracker went off, there was that initial blast, but the flags were going crazy for well over 30 seconds, which doesn't happen. The bomb has its supposed effect for a few seconds, but the flags just kept waving crazily. But even right at the end, near the finish line, the flags where the bomb was, the flags weren't even waving the whole time. So, you know, it was all set up. It's just Hollywood, you know, a B-production movie. It was just so bad. But the world falls for, because they, you know, it was shock and awe. Two, 3 days of this plastered on the screens, and then they have the fake. I don't know if you want to get into the, because it was all about martial law, lockdown of Boston, chasing these two supposed terrorists, two brothers. They had a massive shootout, went on for like 10, 15 minutes, 500 police, military, shooting at two unarmed guys. One apparently was run down by his brother and killed, and the other one escapes and gets found in a boat in a guy's driveway the next day. But the purpose was to shut down. It was a beta test to shut down Boston to see if the people fall for it, and they did. Because next day, when they were supposed to capture, the guy was captured, they were all running down the streets going, USA, 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 we love you, military. We love you busting into our homes and you know, just kicking, throwing us out and arresting us, whatever you want to do with us, because that's what martial law is going to be like.
And very interestingly, the day after, for a week, the Boston police started raiding homes and taking people's guns. Is that not true? Like they did in Hurricane Katrina.
Exactly. Hurricane Katrina, as far as I know, they couldn't give a damn about the people there. More so, they took away children. Who knows what happens to them. But, it's get used to the police state, folks, because that's what it's all about. I'm not too sure about this gun agenda thing. Even with all these shootings, they say it's all about gun control, take away the guns. Well, in fact, it's probably double the sales of guns. And everyone's getting the gun and loading up for what's going to happen. They obviously want a civil revolt in America. I don't know how they're going to do it. I got a feeling this is what I've been thinking for the last 7-8 years with President Obama, how his reign's ending in, I don't know, what is it, a few months' time. I got a feeling they're going to fake an assassination attempt on him, or make out that he was actually killed. He probably won't be killed, but who knows where he's going to end up. There's going to be massive black versus white revolt in America, and that's why they're happy to have everyone having all these guns that just all kill themselves, saves the military doing it. And, yeah, as you probably know, there's all these FEMA camps in America. Who built them? What, 600 camps in the middle of nowhere all over America? With huge coffins stacked up, with you know, train tracks leading in and out, with gas chambers. It's all pretty scary stuff. But who knows what's going to happen? Yeah.
And even more recently, we saw the Paris attacks. Is there anything that stands out for you in the Paris attacks? For example, some of the eyewitnesses whose testimony wasn't actually so true. Is there anybody that you found that really stood out as that's complete garbage? Anyone?
Oh, quite a few people. I've made videos on a few the people that interview. They're all actors. They're all fakes. The whole story's a hoax. No one died. Supposedly 130 died. Supposedly 90 at the Batman Clan, as I call it, where the Eagles of Death Metal. I've got another name for them, but I won't say it on air. But,
the Eagles of BS?
Of BS. I'll cut it short. Yeah, well, they're actually appearing back on the Batman Clan next week or sometime in the next few days. To continue their so-called concert. They're all part of the game. There was no vision, no security camera vision inside what happened there. All we got is like a 10-second mobile, terrible footage of guys walking around with the shirts ripped off, no dead bodies, nothing. One photo image of people, actors lying on the ground, pretending, you know, laying on their side with their hands, heads resting on their, you know, hands, pretending that they're dead. Absolute fake. The whole Paris thing was, you know, planned that initially that there were supposedly suicide bombers at the football match, the soccer stadium, where President Hollande, who's probably never been to a soccer match in his life, just happened to be there because it was part of the script. So we had two or three suicide bombers. Well, funnily enough, they didn't kill anyone bar themselves, supposedly. So what sort of, you know, suicide bombers go to a 70,000 packed stadium and don't kill anyone bar themselves? But there was some interview of a guy, a dark guy, who apparently saw the bomber a few feet away, and he was with his son. His son went in the toilet, and he was wary of this guy, but the guy blew himself up, but there's not a scratch on this supposed guy that was 10 feet away. But then that led to the supposed terrorists going to initially the Batman Clan. Well, that was later, but they went through one cafe to another, supposedly shooting all these people. And there was one vision. The only vision we see was staged security camera footage of the smallest cafe of all, like a pizza place, where they had three security cameras inside, where they supposedly showed the shooters through the window outside shooting. But there's no broken glass or anything. It's all staged. You had idiots running around inside acting. But the funny thing about it, the cafe before this was only 30 meters down the street, where supposedly 100 shots were fired. and eight or five people killed, and yet 30 yards away at this second cafe, there's people sitting outside, and you're telling me they couldn't hear or see anything, and they just sat there till they came and shot them, which they didn't kill. You see them running away in this stage footage they put up. And then they went to another cafe, killed, I suppose, another 17. But I'll tell you now, no one died. Sorry.
Wow.
And it's being used all over the world as the big thing, the Paris attacks. So it could happen anywhere. In Australia, as you probably know, Steve, American viewers, listeners probably wouldn't understand it. We were the lucky country once, but now it's just going down the tube. A corrupt, psychopathic government who just follows whatever America tells them to do. They've jumped on this terrorism bandwagon. They've budgeted billions of dollars recently for counter-terrorism. They make these crap garbage stories about 14, 15-year-old Islamic radicals that are making bombs here in Melbourne and threatening to blow up marches and events. It's just all made up. They're making it. They're always thwarted the day before to make it look like that, the budget, the money is all, being made for good use. It's all lies. And that, as you know, Steve, there was a Sydney hostage siege at a Lind Cafe, just over a year now.
Yeah, in Martin Place.
Just across the street from the main TV channel here, Channel 7, who were fully in on it. They were there virtually capturing this guy. All he did, supposedly, was walk into a coffee shop and hold 17 people captured, all crisis actors. It was all reality TV, captured by Channel 7. All the guy demanded was to speak 5 minutes with our Prime Minister, and he wanted an ISIS flag because the first flag they had these idiot hostages holding up on the window to make it look like it was a terrorist attack, which it was nothing of the sort. It was just a hostage, even though it was acted out. But to hold the ISIS flag, which wasn't even an ISIS flag, on the window made it the great terrorist attack. So his demand was to speak to the Prime Minister for 5 minutes. And if you were the Prime Minister, you would have done that in a heartbeat because he said he would have let out five of the hostages and one for the flag. That six people he would have let out of 17. Turned out supposedly two were killed, one by the supposed madman Monis, the terrorist, and one by... shot by the SWAT team, who at 2 in the morning after 16 hours decided just to go crazy and shoot 100 shots at this one guy, but a bullet deflected off the wall and killed a woman there. So he's only killed one person. The other woman supposedly was killed by the shots. But the story goes, he was showing his face right at the start through a window all by himself for 20 seconds. He should have been put away by a sniper right there and then. But they didn't do that because that was part of the whole act to show it on reality TV all over the world. And it's just a joke. And the Australians all fell for it. There's not a single person in Australia who thinks it was a hoax. And it's no one putting out videos or on YouTube anywhere talking about it because it's all fear. People don't want to talk about this in Australia because they're scared because of all this counter-terrorism that they're going to be locked away in prison for the rest of their lives. And that's the threat that they make. If you speak up, as it is in America, if you speak up against any of this, you're labelled as a terrorist. As George Bush would say, you're either with me, you're either with us, or you're with the terrorists.
Wow. And isn't it not true that this guy who did the attack in Martin Plaza in Sydney, he was actually being monitored by the police anyway. So he was being watched, and they actually let him out despite threatening to kill many people.
No, don't even go there, mate. It was just a nobody. It was just an actor. And I'll tell you the laughable thing about it. This guy, he had a wife, a second wife, who supposedly years before was charged for murdering the initial wife. But so this woman actually, they loved each other, okay? This guy was on $100,000 a year. He's been supposedly killed in this attack. No one wanted to bury him, even his new wife. No one wanted to know this guy. Can you believe it took 5 weeks supposedly to bury this guy? The initial reports was going to be moved to interstate to my state, Victoria, from New South Wales. Then five weeks in, he was supposedly buried in somewhere in New South Wales, and the grave diggers was made to sign confidentiality statements to never tell anyone where this guy was buried. I mean, what's that all about? This guy, remember 100 years ago, Ned Kelly, the famous bushranger? We all know what happened to him. He was hung. But this great mass murderer, two people, the greatest terrorist attack in Australian history, no one knows where he's buried. Because the fact is, he was never buried.
Like Osama bin Laden, a bit like Osama bin Laden being turfed over the side of a aircraft carrier, so nobody knows where he is. Is that right?
Nothing's as ridiculous as that. In all my time doing all this, that is probably the most laughable, unbelievable. Anyone that believes this Osama bin Laden capture story really, really needs a wake-up call, needs some attention, because that is the most ridiculous thing I have ever seen in my life. Just quickly on that, seven days within that happening, all available on the internet, there was a documentary about this, 7 days to be downloaded with interviews with all the people involved. There's no way known in any way I can make a documentary and put it on a DVD within 7 days of the event. And that's just, you know, just going on that. It was all garbage. And like you said, hide his body, because there was no body. You don't helicopter him 400 kilometers away to wherever on the in the sea and dump his body because they want to respect Islamic law 24 hours from his supposed killer. And the guy was supposedly shot by Navy SEALs. He was in a bedroom, unarmed, and they could have captured him. Why don't they? You'd think the most wanted man in history would have been captured, taken back to America and interrogated and asked, how could this guy, how many 10,000 miles away in a cave, orchestrate the greatest attack on the most highly technological advanced security system in the world, defense system in America, and 100%, the 9/11 was 100%. They had the supposed hijackers that take over four planes, all like clockwork, slam in the building, slam into the Pentagon, which is the most, protected building on this planet. You'd want to question this guy. How did you do that from a cave 10,000 miles away with just no way? How could you possibly do that? Let's just dump him in the ocean and respect, Islamic law or whatever. Incredible how people fall for this.
There were stories as well that SEAL Team 6, actually, every single one of them died in a helicopter crash. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. A few years later. Incredible. Yeah. There's a guy going around admitting that he's the one that actually shot the bullet. And what about, the initial images they show the next day? I think it was in the British press. They got a guy's face that looked like it was beat up in a boxing fight. And they made it out that it was his face. And he was shot. He was shot from how many feet with a high-powered military rifle, and they said, to make it more, dramatic, he was shot between the eye, shot in the eye, the one eye thing. His head would have been in 100 pieces, but all we showed on some crappy image was a little bit of blood on the floor. His head would have been splattered all over the walls, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. So it was a load of crap.
And the other thing I want to tell you, Steve, he apparently had four wives and seven kids. Has anyone ever heard from the four wives or seven kids since that day?
Absolutely not. Completely
fake.
They?
Well, do people question that? We want to hear from the four wives and the seven children that were there, supposedly. Or if they're not there, where are they? They're not running away. They're supposedly still alive. Go on.
Getting back to the Paris attacks, is it not true that the government or the authorities were actually having a drill that day and that night as well? They were actually getting their everything prepared and ready for the medical emergency.
There's a video out that they were talking about it early on in the morning. Like I said, there's always a drill. You can go to more San Bernardino. There was a drill. I just want to mention one we haven't mentioned about is the Virginia hoax shooting that's supposedly live on TV footage. Just quickly on that, anyone that's listening now, I'm telling you right now, all the way from Australia, that was not live. That was pre-recorded. It was all staged. It was absolute baloney. No one died. No one's walked up with a pistol and stood there, then walked away for 20 seconds and without them noticing. Then all of a sudden, from 3 feet away, with hollow point bullets, shot at least six times at this supposed Alison Parker, who's running away and screaming, and not screaming, just shrieking. Then after about six bullets, you hear her cry, "Oh my God!" I mean, one bullet would have killed her, let alone six. And apparently, it took 10 to kill her. And we got the Virginia Parker, the survivor who lay dead. "Oh, I'll just lay dead and get a shot in the back." She comes out of hospital 2 weeks later, make an interview after interview, sitting on wooden chairs. She had a kidney removed and parts of a colon removed. There's always a survivor in these shooting hoaxes to tell the story. Always a hero. We got Chris Mintz in the Oregon shooting, shot seven times by a military rifle, and yet they show his face a day or two late in hospital, smiling and laughing with a little Band-Aid on his stomach. And he got shot seven times, and he got $1 million in GoFundMe. You go back to Boston, you got Jeff Bowman, Carlos Arredondo, absolute frauds. They all have a hero or a survivor to tell the story, because that's how, even in Paris, you got the Aussie girl, Emma Parkinson, and our government set up, the Australian government, fully behind this as well. They all put their little bit in. She was set up. She just happened to be in Paris at the time. She changed her story that many times. It's ridiculous. She was on, 60 Minutes.
60 Minutes, yeah.
Initially, she said that she was shot in the backside, then was in the hip. The initial story was that she was three rows back from the stage. Then the next story is what she was still outside queuing up to get inside when the shooting started. And she was queuing up outside, and they'd apparently sung six songs already, and she's still outside. And she just happened to get a ticket hours before on the social media somehow on her own. And she just happened to be in Paris on her own, even though she was living in Germany. It is so pathetic.
It's so obvious. I'm surprised that more people haven't picked that up. Does it surprise you that people still believe this stuff?
It doesn't surprise me at all, mate. I mean, go back to JFK. It's been 53 years, and people still don't do anything about it. They still want to believe the official narrative. Even if they do now believe that the CIA or whatever, the Bushes were behind it, and Oswald was a patsy, they don't want to do anything about it. You can go to the moon hoax. No one landed on the moon. But people don't want to know about it. 9/11, 14, 15 years ago, buildings just don't collapse like that. Even if a plane did fly into the buildings, they don't just collapse within minutes. No building in history has collapsed before or after 9/11 because of fire. No history. No building in history. There were fires that have burned for 21 hours in Beijing, in Venezuela. Buildings still stood for 21 hours. There was no fire, in the Twin Towers. And no one talks about Building 7 at 5:20 p.m. that day. That collapsed. That wasn't even hit by a plane. Why doesn't the media talk about that? I mean, it wasn't hit by a plane. Three buildings in one day collapsed. When I say collapse, that's a bad term, because they didn't collapse. They were turned into dust, and there are different theories about that. People say there's a energy weaponry, direct energy weaponry that's way beyond that that we understand, so far advanced. They used that. There was somehow they used the energy from a cyclone or hurricane that was nearby. Things just don't turn into dust. If those buildings collapsed, they would have stacked up 30 stories high still with all the rubble. Anyway, we haven't got much time, I know. Sorry.
Yeah, please do stick with us, Mr. PK, sir. This is the People Speak Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Johnson, talking with special guest, Sir PK, live on Internet Radio. And we'll be right back with our guest and audience questions after this short message break.
Hi, I'm Richard Belzer. This is the great BBS Radio.
With over 150 million registered users, Pal Talk is the largest video chat community in the world, with over 300 Pal Talk support staff speaking dozens of languages to help you enjoy your online experience. Meet new people across town or country or continent while chatting about your interests. Sing live karaoke, listen to music, join a lively political debate, or play group trivia in one of thousands of chat rooms in various categories from your PC, mobile, or tablet device. Joining Pal Talk is free and easy. Go to paltalk.com and become part of our friendly community today.
Today's school libraries are filled with endless opportunities. With access to print and digital materials, the latest technologies, and the guidance of a school librarian, our children are empowered with the tools they need to succeed in school and beyond. I'm Julianne Moore. Join me in celebrating all of the ways that school libraries and librarians are transforming learning for our students. For more information on how you can become involved, visit the American Association of School Librarians at aasl.org.
You're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
This land is yours.
Join us on The People Speak for an hour of live interviews and audience interaction as guests of various organizations share their work and strategies which impact our world and make a difference. That's The People Speak, every Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern, on the BBS Radio Network.
This land was made for you and me.
You're listening to the People Speak radio show, coming to you live across America and across the world in real time. I'm your host, Steve Johnson, and we're back tonight with our guest. He's a political researcher and a great false flag analyst. Welcome back there, PK.
Thanks, guys. Geez, that 30 minutes went quick.
Oh, yeah, it sure does. We have a question here from Winston Smith in Hawaii, who asks, according to the Boston bombings, how did the huge plate glass fragments get into position so the photographers captured this debris scattered everywhere?
Good question. I wouldn't say it was scattered everywhere, but I'll give a question back. If the bomb was outside on the pavement, why is the glass all scattered out in the pavement? Why didn't it go inside the buildings that were there? The glass should never have scattered out because the force of the bomb would have pushed the glass all inside. But yeah, how it was scattered there, who knows what was going on there? Like I said, all that area was completely away from normal people, had flags and fences there. So everything was set up beforehand.
Okay, we have a question from Bob in Ohio who asks, we live in an age of surveillance cameras everywhere. Where is the surveillance footage from the Boston bombings?
They only want to show you what they want to show you. And what we saw at the trial of the supposed Tanaya brothers walking down the street, it was all acted out. We should see more exactly security footage. We saw inside a Marathon sports store, that guy was fully in on it. That was used at the trial. They saved that up for the trial. Exactly. In all the shooting hoaxes, not only Boston, they only show you what they want to show you. And usually it's terrible, poor quality, as always.
We have a question from Joshua in New Jersey who asks, Mr. PK doesn't sound very optimistic about life. How do you respond?
I'm always optimistic. That's why I'm doing this. I'm here to spread the word. From what I know, I woke up just over 10 years ago, and I'm morally obliged to spread the word, even though most people don't want to listen to what I've got to say. I don't have to do this. I mean, I look after myself. I look after my family. I'm prepared for anything that's going to be, come upon us. But I don't ask people to believe everything I say. Do your own research. I'm just planting the seeds out there. Do your own research. Do what I do. It's out there. It's not hidden from you. It's not hard to find. The best way to research is turn your television off for starters and don't listen to the lies that come out of there. The only way you're going to find the truth is on the internet, and do it while you can before they flick the switch on us.
How would you respond to people who say, oh, my God, it's a doom and gloomer, we're all going to die? How would you respond to that?
That's what they want you to believe. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that I suppose the truth is that, I'll mention his name, Alex Jones, the big one. It's all about doom and gloom, but it shouldn't be that way.
Isn't a very Alex negative Jones a buddy of yours?
Sorry?
Isn't Alex Jones a buddy of yours? Wouldn't you go on his show if he invited you?
I'll answer that two questions. He's not a buddy of mine, but actually he's the guy that I used to listen to every morning initially going back years because, he was having good people on and I was believing the stuff he was talking. But as you learn, there are people who are part of the system. He only tells you 95%. It doesn't really matter. But the most important 5% that we need to know, he doesn't talk about. I mean, he doesn't even talk about Sandy Hook being a hoax. He doesn't talk about Boston, other events being hoaxes. He's very negative. The world's going to end tomorrow. You know, there are other people say there's going to be World War III. Will there be a World War III? I don't know. We've been lied to during the Cold War with Russia and America. It's just a game. Both sides are playing. As you know, the World Wars were just fought by two people on the same side. It was created by the people just to create a war, and, you know, to benefit them and kill so many people. But the Cold War was just all fake. Who knows if there are actually nuclear weapons? That's all a bluff. That's just to scare people. It's all about fear. Even right now, you know, all this blame's going on Russia, Putin, Russia, blame for this. It's all a game. We got Obama calling Putin on the phone the other day, talking about, you know, matters. They're all, you know, part of the game. The whole New World Order thing, there's virtually hardly any people, any countries that aren't involved in this New World Order agenda.
We have a question from Klumpmeister, who asks, why didn't Dzhokhar Tsarnaev speak up at his trial? He's going to die for his silence.
There was no trial. It was a comedy court. There was no one in there. They just went in there. There was no cameras, as you know. They made sure that it wasn't televised like O.J. Simpson. All you saw was sketches of this supposed guy, and even that was so laughable. There were that many different sketched faces of this guy. It was just amazing. You know, one day he had a beard, the next day he didn't. He looked so different in all of them. There was no trial, and they had the idiots outside giving their testimonies, the Brassard woman and a few others, Arredondo, just actors. But there was no trial. This guy, who knows where he is? His brother's not dead. Like all these actors, crisis actors, they live at different identities. Who knows where? There was no such trial. They'll make out that he's somewhere locked away forever and ever.
What kind of response have you had from all the videos you've been putting out on YouTube? Have you had a positive response from the people watching them?
Well, yes. As you know, YouTube, I use YouTube because that's the means, easiest way to get to the people, the normal everyday people. As we call them, the sheeple, the unawakened, everyone goes to YouTube. And it's hard. YouTube is part of the system. And you get censored all the time. I've had my channel removed twice, which means I've got to start again, re-upload all hundreds of videos. And it's not easy. And they remove videos if they believe they don't want the people to see them. Classic example was the ISIS beheadings. You didn't even have to show blood, just show the fake beheadings, and they were removed. The initial Paris attack, the Charlie Hebdo, where supposed two gunmen shot a policeman laying on the ground, even though there was no blood, there was no injuries, there was no nothing of the sort. You know, videos of that were banned. They just pick and choose, and it's hard. But, of course, you know, most of my subscribers are positive, but you're going to get attacked. You're going to get attacked by what we call trolls, who are obviously government-paid shills, trolls, who just don't want you to speak out, and they make out, especially... One of my initial things was talking about chemtrails, which we haven't discussed. One of the greatest attacks on humanity in history. I'm heavily attacked chemtrails. I've just put out a couple of new videos on my new channel, which I've just created, called PK Truth. I initially was PK22, but now it's PK Space Truth. And my Boston channel is PK Space Boston. But as soon as I put out a chemtrail video, the chemtrail trolls, they're heavily attacking in comments. Because that is something that the government and those behind the agenda do not want to talk about. It is so nefarious. It's beyond imagination.
And you believe chemtrails is actually being done not to geoengineer the planet, but to poison the people. Is that true?
Exactly. Exactly. It's to poison our water, poison our soil, poison our food. and it's obviously to affect us, kill our immune systems. Who knows what we're breathing in? I've had non-stop coughs for how many years? It's the only thing that affects me. There's a thing they actually spray fibers. There's a thing that's going crazy called Morgellons disease. Do your research where the fibers get into your body. One person actually found a fiber under a microscope. I think it had the word, can't remember, but I think it was NASA written on it. It was staggering. But people, anyone listening to me, get your blood tested for aluminium, heavy metals. Get your hair tested. I know it's going to cost you money. Get an independent tester, because you'll be staggered what you'll find. And everyone around the world did this. This will be stopped in a heartbeat. But no one wants to do it. I had my blood tested a month ago, but the only thing they wouldn't test was for aluminium and heavy metals. That's the only thing the government won't subsidise for some reason. And I've made phone calls to the Minister for Health here 7 weeks ago. I've sent emails. They don't want to talk to you. They said, send an email. I've waited 7 weeks. I have not had a reply. Figure. Go figure why they don't want to talk to me about subsidising blood testing of aluminium and heavy metals.
Right, right. We have a question from Frank in St. Louis. PK, is it all hopeless, or do the people stand a chance to fight back against this seemingly monstrosity of a system?
Of course it's not hopeless. The fact is, the people, there were three types of people. There were people in my category where I know what's happening and I speak about it. There are the people, the huge majority, we could talk about 95% of the world, whatever, who have got no idea. They're what I call the sheeple or the sleeple, who turn on the 6 o'clock news and believe every word that the media whores speak. And there's a third type who know that there's something wrong, but they don't want to do anything about it. They're the ones who upset me, who I worry about. They're the ones that should be speaking up. That's the way the word has to be spread. There's no point having your head in your backside and just saying, oh, look, we can't do anything about it. There's nothing I can do, you know. It's hopeless. You cannot have that negative attitude. I'm not saying I'm going to wake up the world tomorrow. I don't know how many people I've woken up with my YouTube videos. Who knows? But one person wakes up, hopefully they wake up another person. And it just, you know, becomes parabolic and the whole world wakes up. But go back 20 years, everyone was asleep. I was asleep. There's this white line you get across. When you wake up, it's a new world. You see world differently. It's hard. You lose friends. It's hard to convince people, friends and family, that these things are happening. You look like a fool. I mean, but you have to do it. You got to take that, you know, the punt, as we say. You have to start speaking, and that's the only way we can do this. We are fighting a minority like you can't imagine. There's 7 billion plus people, and there's who knows the few that are doing this. You know, like, wouldn't be a million. The odds are firmly stacked on our side. The only thing that makes these people elite, as they call them, I don't like to call them elite. I call them scum. I call them globalists. We give them the power. They have got no power, but we give them the power. We elect – I'll go back on that. We do not elect people in government. They're actually selected. But we do not have to have these criminals that we have in government who pull the strings.
Right, right.
We've
got a caller.
Sorry,
go ahead.
Yeah, as we know, the presidents, the prime ministers of all these countries, they're only puppets. I mean – They're just go between the people who control us, who we never see. You call it Illuminati, secret societies, whatever. We do not see them. They're the ones who control, make all the decisions. The Obamas, the Camerons, they're just the puppets of the world, and the Putins who just are made to look like they're elected by us. But they're selected well beforehand.
Right, right. We do have a caller on the line. We got Mike from California. Are you there, Mike?
Yes. Hello, PK. It's good to hear you on the show. I had a question. You're in Australia. Do you have problems being harassed by Homeland Security there or the government? Because as an American, I feel like, you know, there's a lot of harassment of people who try and expose anything or question the government. And I mean, even if we alerted all the Americans or all the people in the world, what could they do? I mean, I don't think there's anything short of violent revolution to change things, because the people in power, I mean, they own the government, they own the military. How are you, you know, just saying, okay, we know what you're doing, it's wrong, please stop it. I rarely find that that changes anything. You need some kind of threat, physical and or blackmail or something, to change anything in the government.
I disagree fully. Violence is the last thing we want. That's what they want. This has to be a peaceful revolution. We have to somehow get the media. The media is our greatest enemy. Somehow the media has to be stopped. Somehow we have to get the military on our side. We have to start getting the military on our side. I know it's not going to be easy. How do we overthrow governments? How do we? What do we replace them with? I don't know. I just don't know. It's not easy. It's not an easy question, but violence is the last thing we need.
I'm with you there. No, violence, I think, is, you know, but if somebody's attacking you physically, you're going to defend yourself on a personal level, right? So here we have something impersonal. It's kind of like, you know, you don't really know who it is, but it's the government, and I think they are attacking us. I think the government is the enemy of the people in the United States, especially. I don't know about Australia, but again, have you been harassed by your government or in any way impeded?
As I said at the start, look, Australia, we've only just started coming to this terrorism agenda. That's all it is. Started pre 9/11 by George Bush and those there in Congress. We've just sort of, Australia's the guinea pig country of the world. They test all this stuff here, but as far as the terrorism and all this thing going on about ISIS, the great big lie, it's only come out recently. They're staging terrorist attacks. We have nothing like that's happening in America. We don't have guns as such here. They made sure 17 years ago they staged an event called the Port Arthur Massacre, where supposedly 37 people were killed by a guy with virtually zero IQ, who couldn't even hold the rifle, let alone shoot all these people dead. But he's been locked away forever. That took the guns away from all the
Australians. PK, if you were to go out there in front of your government, local government, and say Israel is an apartheid state and a terrorist, you would not be bothered by the government.
That's one thing you can't talk about.
So there are things that are censored. And what would happen to you if you did?
Well, there are people here who have been locked in prison for speaking about Israel, about Zionism. They're labeled as anti-Semitic. That's one thing you can't do.
And the government, and you're saying the government, that means the police, et cetera, the military, would come to your door and arrest you or something?
Well, as you know, the police and military, they're just order followers. They've got a job to do. Even though they've got families, they don't care. It's a job they keep. If they arrest or kill people, so be it. But as I said, you cannot speak against Zionism or against Israel. As you know, all governments are controlled by the Zionists. It all leads back to Israel.
Is there a law on the Australian books prohibiting questioning the Holocaust?
List, sorry.
Is it like is it like Germany or some parts in the UK where it's a crime to talk about the Holocaust, to ask questions about it, to revise the question the authenticity of the Holocaust narrative?
Well, I can't answer that because no one does. There were so few people here in Australia who actually do talk. There's a great political commentator, a friend of mine, Max Egan, widely known throughout the world, one of the greatest men on this planet. He talks about it. There's a few others, Brendan McConnell, who's been locked away. There's not many that here that actually talk against what's going
on. I'm wondering
in
particular about John Pilger. John Pilger. Sorry? Why did he leave Australia?
Yeah, I've heard of John Pilger. I'm not sure about him. He's made a lot of stuff years ago. I've got, you know, DVDs on him. Not sure what's happened to him. I just know he was a supporter of Assange, and I don't believe in Assange. That is a whistleblower. He's just part of the game as well. So that sort of worries me that he's a supporter of Assange. So, yeah, but
that's
your question. I don't fear, as John Lennon, my idol, once said, I don't fear death. It's just like getting out of one car into another. If they want to get me by now, if they want to shut me up, they probably will. But just like, you know, I'm not going to label myself like someone like David Icke, but he could have been stopped years ago, but he's spreading the word like you can't imagine. But it gets to the point, it'll get to a point where people, a percentage will be awakened, whether it's 10, 20% of the world, and things will change. They'll switch the internet off. And without the internet, we are nothing. We are nothing without the internet. There'll be no communication. We can't do a thing. And that's the trump card they have.
Okay. Fantastic questions there, Mike. Thanks very much. We do have a question from Todd in New Hampshire who asks, PK, in your opinion, is planet Earth one big slave plantation?
We are enslaved, that's for sure. People think we live in freedom and in democracy, but we don't know freedom as it should be. We have freedom, nothing of the sort of true freedom. As David Icke says, we're in the fork in the road. We can choose the continual enslavement or go on the other side. We can choose actual freedom, and that's what we need to do.
Wow. Division of the people strongly factors in your opinion about why we're so unable and incumbent, why we can't actually do anything about this. What other things are there, apart from mainstream media and religion being the obvious ones, what other things are there that are actually dividing us as a people?
Well, that's what the governments are creating, divide and conquer, exactly how they do it. They divide and conquer us with just about every black, white, religion, Catholic, Protestant. You even look at a Pepsi, Coke. There's always division. They want us to divide and conquer. Doing what I do. You know, they're happy me waking up a few people, but I'm having arguments with so many others and causing arguments and fights between other people. And as long as that's happening, they don't believe me as a threat. As long as they can divide the conquer. That's what, like I said at the start, in America, they're going to fake an attempt or a supposed kill assassination on Obama, and the blacks and the whites are going to go crazy and going to be massive civil revolt. That's how I see it. Maybe it won't happen. But
One last question, Mr. PK. Do you support the stop funding of Israel?
I don't support Israel one second. They are the scourge of all of this. Everything, all roads lead back to Israel and Zionism. I've got nothing against Jews as such. It's the Zionists. I'll say it right here. The Holocaust was the greatest lie in history.
Wow. Fantastic. Listen, thanks very much for being on the show today, Mr. PK, sir.
Don't call me Mr. Don't call me Sir. PK. Fine. Thanks. Thanks
okay.
for having me on.
PK. No problem. We certainly have to have you again. You've been listening to the People Who Speak show with special guest PK, I was about to say Sir PK, and I'd like to remind him and thank all the listeners to visit his YouTube channels called PK Truth, PK Boston, and PK22 on YouTube. Would you like to come back on the show, sir?
Anytime. Thanks.
Excellent. Thank you. Join us coming up soon on the People Speak show when I talk with Robert S. Finnegan from the Bali Truth and 9/11 truther Mr. Jimmy Walter. Stay tuned for those interviews coming soon. Big thanks go out to the producers, Mike, Doug, and Donald, and to all my friends throughout the world and all the guys who give me so much support. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. You can tune into my own channel on YouTube called Stop Funding Israel. But for me for now, take care and bye until next time.
One bright sunny morning in the shadow of the steeple by the relief of us, I saw my people, and they stood there hungry, and I stood there wondering if this land was made for you and me. This land is yours. This land is my land, from California to the New York Island, Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. Yeah, this land is made for you and me.